This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining me right now, our good friend Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Mr. Frank. All right, we just lost Frank. All right, he'll call me back and then we'll go from there. But I am telling you, what a day, what a day, what a day. And we certainly have got, there we go. Okay, good morning. We have got Frank Salvato on the telephone, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and also host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank. Hello, Frank. Good morning. I'm going to say it again. Good morning. Your turn. All right, let's try this. Good morning, Frank. Nope, that's not working either. Huh. Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to get that fixed in a minute. But anyway, here is the situation that we have going today. We have the president who was in Minneapolis, St. Paul yesterday and last night, and he was there for a big rally. And at that big rally last night, he teed off on not only Joe Biden, but the mayor of Minneapolis. Had a number of police officers there with the red shirts, had thousands of people in the audience with the red shirts supporting the police, and also, on top of everything else, also had the, went after Ilhan Omar. And that was just an unbelievable circumstance that he went after Ilhan Omar. Now, I will tell you that I was pretty well surprised that he would do that, but he said, how could the people in Minnesota elect Ilhan Omar? How could they possibly elect Ilhan Omar? And they did. They really did. So anyway, there you go. And now you know the rest of the story. Now, the other thing is Tom Cotton brought up the fact about the Intel Inspector General who was obstructing Congress on the whistleblower form changes, how they'd changed that and wasn't giving the information to the people as fast as they wanted. Now, there are going to be, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be some people that are going to go to jail over this. It's just inevitable. They are going to go to jail over this. And believe me when I tell you, The circumstances surrounding all of this are such that you've got Attorney General Barr, who's definitely in the middle of this. You've got the U.S. Attorney from the Southern District of, I believe it's New York, and he's involved in this, Mr. Durham. At least I think that's where he's working out of, even though he's out of Connecticut. But these people are definitely going after things that are there. Mr. Durham has expanded his staff because of things that he's found over in the Ukraine and in Russia and in other parts of Europe. And this is something that's going to come back to bite the Democrats squarely in the butt. I make a prediction right now that Joe Biden gets caught up in this, and guess what? He winds up having to leave the race. That's my prediction. He will not finish the race because of this. I could be way off base, but I don't think so. Not based on what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. And the thing of it is, of course, that with everything that transpires across the United States, don't forget that we, the people, are the ones that put these people in office. And just like the president said last night, and I'll talk to you folks up there in Minnesota for a minute, especially the people listening to us in Burnsville, how could you ever elect somebody like this to office? And don't tell me, well, they got all these Somalians, they did it. No. There had to be some other votes along the line. There had to be some other votes. You've got to get rid of this Omar. You've got to get rid of her. And she's going to be the reason, and I agree with Donald Trump on this one, she's going to be the reason that Donald Trump wins the election. She's going to be the reason. So think about that for a second. And I will tell you that we are definitely going to get to the bottom of all of this, because I feel very confident that Mr. Durham and the Attorney General Barr are doing just a fantastic job. And I think they're going to really get to the bottom of all of this. Now, keep in mind that the Clinton Foundation is in the middle of all of this too. Because the money that was coming in was being funneled, some of it, to the Clinton Foundation from a foundation that Joe Biden was a part of. And when we come back, I'll see if I can get Mr. Frank on the telephone here. We'll work out the little bug that's in there right now. And I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Website, mossnissan.com. Now, I'm driving a brand new Nissan Murano available from Moss Nissan, and it's definitely a cut above. And if you're like me, you'd enjoy driving this sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover. And let me tell you something. This CVT transmission is in this, and a powerful V6 gives you plenty of get-up-and-go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out. Now, every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care maintenance program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life, dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve You program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, active retired, and 911 dispatchers too, with preferred pricing on all their new and used vehicles. Now, there's no better program for those who serve, and take advantage of this and tell your friends too. So you can go to Moss Nissan 1954 in Newport Richey. That's at 1954 in Newport Richey around US 19 and Crystal River. There is a brand new Moss Nissan coming soon to Tampa, so be on the lookout. I'll be telling you all about it soon. That's Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. All right, back to the telephone lines, and let's try this. Frank Salvato, managing of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain, how you doing?
All right, there you go. We got you. Now, I want to get into this situation with Tom Cotton, the Intel IG, he says, is obstructing Congress on the backdated whistleblower form changes. And apparently, there's a lot of help that went along the line from some members of Congress. Could have been Adam Schiff himself, because it took an attorney to make some of these changes possible on this form.
Well, I mean, you're looking at, this goes back to what we've been talking about for years, When I said that the Clintons, starting back in the Bill Clinton's administration, they started stacking people who were political loyalists in mid-level positions who have now risen to positions like the IG. You know, these are people that have politicized these agencies, and they work with people to affect the political ends. You know, you've heard me say it a lot recently. People have been duped into believing that politics is government. It's not. We have no government execution here when it comes to the legislative branch and a lot of the agencies and departments in the executive branch. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if there was collusion here with people in the intel community who have risen to high levels, like the AG, the IG's office, who helped them do political things.
Right. And the other thing is the president seized on the story that came out yesterday about Joe Biden and the whistleblower actually being someone who worked for Joe Biden back when he was a senator.
Yeah. Imagine that. The people who are coming forward to do political things like these whistleblowers, and they're purely political because any criticism they have about the telephone call between President Trump and the president of the Ukraine is politically based. There's nothing in there. Anybody who read the transcript of that call knows there was nothing there. There was no collusion. The president of the Ukraine says that there was no pressure applied to him. And you know, when you listen to Schiff or anybody else on the left talk about, he's forced the president of the Ukraine to accept Rudy Giuliani. That's not the truth. The president of the Ukraine said, we welcome him. In fact, we hope he comes. So, you know, this person who worked for Vice President Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, I would probably imagine so. Probably a bunch of other high-ranking political people in the Democrat Party who continue to politicize our government. That has to be expunged. We can't have politics in the gears of government. Politics has to stop at the door when you go to work. And Democrats have politicized everything. So, again, this needs to become a mantra. The people are mistaking politics for government, and that has to stop.
Well, the other thing is that President Trump has touched, I would call it, the third rail of the Democratic deep state D.C. swamp politics. He's asked the Ukraine's president to investigate the massive Democratic corruption and the theft of taxpayer money. And suddenly it's like as if alarm bells have gone off over to DNC, because I believe that our president, Donald Trump, is about to expose the biggest scandal in U.S. political history with all this money that was coming out of the Ukraine, a lot of which found its way to the Clinton Foundation.
Well, why don't we look at this in a more wide-eyed and accepting way? When we looked at both Obama campaigns, he was taking small money contributions from overseas, which is illegal to do. You can't have donations from non-American citizens. People were looking; they were giving these donations using GA. Which is the abbreviation for Georgia here, but they were coming from Gaza, you know, and I guarantee you there were no Trump supporters in Gaza. And now when you're talking about the Ukraine, because there are so many different ways to launder money through the corrupt side of the Ukrainian society, and I'm not saying that today's Ukrainian government is corrupt. I'm saying there's a legacy of corruption there. Who's to say that they weren't money laundering donations from all over the world to come into the DNC?
Now, Senator Chuck Grassley, as well as several other Republican senators that were involved in the Kavanaugh committee hearings, have sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Bill Barr asking for an update on the status of the referrals, the criminal referrals, and whether or not the individuals who have filed these referrals under are going to face any consequences or not.
No, bravo, Senator Grassley. It's about time. You know, so many times we see proceedings happen not only in Congress, in investigations, but in confirmation hearings where bald-faced lies are said about people under oath and in testimony. And then when the investigation or the confirmation hearing is over, it just all fades to black and these people get to go back into the shadows. not having to pay a price for literally perjuring themselves during testimony. It's time these people go to jail. It would be a great start to dismantling the two-tier justice system that has been established here because of the political class hijacking government.
Now, the greatest state in the country, according to them, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, of course, that would be California I'm talking about, they have the largest wage gap from low to high of any state in the country. You either make a lot of money or you don't. There is no in-between in California. And we keep hearing about all this income inequality and whatnot, but I don't hear anybody talking about California. Meantime, gasoline prices in California in many areas are over $5 a gallon. And the Wall Street Journal yesterday had a report that came out that explained how the leftist policies in California led to all of this stuff, including all the big-time power outages they're experiencing right now. What say you?
Well, I think when you look at that, we have to flip that phrase. They want to talk about the income disparity between the haves and the have-nots. We need to actually say what that is, the death of the middle class. And that's what's happening in California because they are taxing them to death. So when you look at states like California, Illinois, New York, especially, when you have these states with these enormous bleeding tax codes, you see the massive exodus of regular people because they can't afford to live there anymore, and you see the death of the middle class. Therefore, you have the mega rich, and then you have the mega poor who are living off the government. That's exactly what's happening in California, Illinois, and New York. So they want to call it the income disparity. I call it the death of the middle class.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that. And then finally, a 12-year-old girl was arrested at a school in New York City for making a finger gun with her hands. This comes after the month prior they had two students, middle school students, who had showed up to school with actual guns in their backpacks. And then they arrest a girl that made a finger gun with her hands. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's not a real weapon unless she was threatening somebody with her words when she was doing that. It shouldn't even be open to discipline. That means that anybody on the radio or anybody on television who went after they ask a question who says, shoot, that means that they have to be marched away in handcuffs because they were threatening somebody. It's stupid. That's hypersensitive. That's what zero tolerance without common sense. This is what happened. So, yeah, that's just a dumb move.
All righty. Well, here comes the music in my ear, my friend. We'll talk to you again Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
Stay low, my friend. We'll talk to you Monday.
All righty. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. We'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. So don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage. And he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. And they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends down at Only Eyes Optical in Sarasota. And a big shout-out to my Charlotte County, Manatee, and Sarasota County listeners, because this message is for you. If you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you've seen an optometrist but haven't gone to get your eyeglasses yet and you've got your prescription, well, guess what? If you're active duty, military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you're tired of the big box store approach to your eyes and want you to get in and out the door as fast as possible, then how would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, here's the solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now give them a call at 941-444-7984. You'll speak with Diana Reason. She's the licensed optician there who will take care of all of your eyeglass needs, and she will meet or beat any advertised price. Just bring in a copy of the ad to her. Now, I guarantee you, you'll be a lot happier than if you went to one of those big box stores. And Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes, and Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, too. And they love our veterans and first responders, which is why you all get a discount on your eyeglasses. So, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Phone number 941-444-7984, and tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. All right, Here he is, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Bruce, pleasure to be on the show as always. Big game last night. The Houston Astros take down the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1. Garrett Cole pitched 8 innings of great baseball. Got to tip our cap to them. You know, they have 3 times the salary we have, Matt, and we hung in there with them. So I'm pretty impressed and excited about the new year for the Rays coming up in 2020. So we'll see what happens, and they did well to take them to the distance. They gutted it out the whole year and gutted it out this playoff series, too.
So now we'll have Houston against the Yankees, and we'll have, Washington Nationals against, who are they playing? Who are they playing? St. Louis, right? St. Louis?
Yeah. Very amazing that the Washington Nationals and St. Louis Cardinals are playing against each other. Everybody thought it was going to be the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Everybody predicted the Yankees and Astros, and it did come to fruition. But in the National League, two upsets there, Matt.
Okay, well, I'm very happy about Davey Martinez, and he's the manager over at the Washington Nationals, Joe Maddon's right-hand man for a number of years, but he's got his team after, I think, 2 years, I believe it's 2 years as a manager, but he's got his team in the division championship.
That is correct, Captain. It's amazing that he's done that. Davey Martinez has done a fantastic job. You know, Bryce Harper's not on the team any longer, and the Philadelphia Phillies organization is in serious disarray. They fired the manager, and now I don't know what's going on there up in Philly, so a lot of people are going to be stunned. Atlanta Braves, all our friends up in Georgia are stunned about the Braves. It's very sad, Atlanta sports in the last couple of years, losing the Super Bowl, being up 28-3, Atlanta Braves having a great year and getting blown out in the final game to make the divisional, the championship game. It's just sad. It's sad for the Georgia people, but they're competitive, and you got to appreciate that, because if you're always in the hunt, it's a beautiful thing, Matt.
Okay, so let's drift down over to football. Sunday morning, there'll be a game in London. It seems like every week there's a game over there now for some reason. But Sunday morning, there'll be a game in London, and it'll be the Bucks and against the Panthers, and I believe the Bucks are the home team.
Yeah, they lose a home game here at Ray J Stadium by that. And you are correct. The Bucks will be taking on the Panthers. They beat them a few weeks ago. That's another thing about the scheduling system. I think is ridiculous. You play a team, you know, same team every 3 weeks. I mean, it needs to change. I wish they had changed the scheduling to you play everybody in your conference one time, Captain. Play 3 outside your conference. That's 18 games. Eliminate 2 preseason games, and then let's get to the playoffs. But that being said, that's the situation, and that's what it is.
How about a little college football action this week? The big game, as far as I'm concerned, is the University of Florida Gators against the LSU Tigers.
Yes, sir. That is the big game. They moved that to 8 o'clock, matter of fact. That'll be the game of the week, 8 o'clock kickoff. Very exciting. It's going to be tough there in Baton Rouge. Those LSU fans can get rowdy. So it's going to be tough for the Gators to go in there and pull it off. But we'll see what happens. And you can catch all that live action on AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa Bay. They'll have that game rocking and rolling. And I can't wait to see it. And I'm excited about it. And it's going to be a true test for the Florida Gators. Hey, they pulled it off against Auburn last week in the swamp. Maybe they can go out to Baton Rouge in their swamp and pull it off there. We shall see, Captain.
And we've got the hockey team going at it. The hockey team's going at it. I'm not sure, but I think the Lightning are up in Canada.
They were. They were up in Toronto. Very good, Captain. And they didn't look too bad. I'm hoping good things for them this year. I'm hoping they can go off of last year and see what happens, because that was rough. But, man, they put it on the Maple Leafs yesterday, 7-3. So very good game by our Tampa Bay Lightning here, and I'm looking forward to them really having a good year and bouncing back from getting bounced out of the playoffs so early last year. So it'll be exciting for all the fans around here. Tomorrow they play the Senators up there in Ottawa at 4 o'clock for all the hockey fans out there.
How about turn left, go fast? Where's NASCAR?
NASCAR action, Captain. Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, as always, too. If you can't get your thrill of sports this weekend, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's what it's all about. They're going to be up in Talladega there, Captain. good old Talladega. I can't wait to see how that's going to turn out also. A lot of fun things, from playoff baseball to auto racing to college football to pro football, hockey. I mean, if you're a sports fan, there's something there for you, to say the least, Captain.
All I can tell you is that when they go to Talladega, all everybody does is sit back and wait for the big one.
Yes, you're not kidding. And, I mean, we don't really like to see that, you and I, but it's inevitably going to happen, and just hopefully we don't need anybody getting hurt when that occurs for obvious reasons. We've lost too many great car racers, due to accidents. That's why I hate even seeing them, because you never know what can happen. The good news is they have more safety precautions for these guys now, so that's great.
Well, that's all true, and safety is what it's all about. Now, one last little thing here, with the baseball games coming up here, the Cardinals, so Cardinals and Nationals, Yankees and Houston. The big markets would be New York if the Yankees get in, and the big market on the other end would be what, the Cardinals?
I believe so, because you have a lot of fans around the country, or St. Louis Cardinals fans from the 50s and 60s. If it's Washington and New York, you really just kind of isolated the East Coast. Okay, so you put St. Louis in the mix, now you can have both coasts following it more. That's what the TV people want. And I don't know if they're going to get it, but we'll see, because Houston's going to play tough too. Now, if it's Houston and the Nationals, that would be an interesting matchup also, because then you have both sides of the coast kind of following it. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. We'll know here in just a couple weeks, and then they'll finish it up right around Halloween. So that's how that goes, guys.
All righty. Well, give us a breakdown on what it is you do and how people can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Captain. Monday through Friday, from 9 to 5 and later, I help out people with their insurance needs, from Medicare to any questions you might have when it comes to insurance. If you're having any anxiety, any issues with your insurance right now, feel free to give me a call. Get another set of eyes. Let's make sure you're in the right program for yourself in whatever facet. My number is 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Right now is Medicare season, so starting Tuesday, October 15th, you can sign up for a new Medicare plan for January 1st, and I behoove you to start taking advantage of that. You have all the way up to December the 7th, but get on it quick. Check out all your documents that you had mailed to you. See if there's any questions you might have. See if there's anything better out there for you to meet your wants and needs. And I can show you there's some better options this year coming out. But you have to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Or feel free to email me at phyland@netzero.com. That's phyland@netzero.com. And it's phyland@netzero.com. Put P in front of the Hyland and you're good to go. Or feel free to text me at that 813-966-1052 number, and I will get back to you. Whatever I can do to help you out there. And veterans, you can use your veterans benefits and still use a Medicare program.
All righty. Thank you very much, Patrick. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment for the week coming up. We're going to have a beach and boating forecast coming up, let you know what's going on out there in the water. And don't go anywhere. Oz is coming right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, manager of the New Media Journal. We just had him on the program. You catch him every Monday and every Friday, and we appreciate him very much. He's been on my program as long as Kyle Warren and as long as Wayne Allen Root. Both of them have been on since the very first days of my radio career. All righty, here we go with the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Okie dokie. Well, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be a beautiful day. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s. Oh, by the way, isolated showers this afternoon. We will start out with a northeast wind. It'll be variable, but this afternoon we could have some sea gusts around 10 to 15 miles an hour. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet, but a light chop. Gulf water temperature is currently 83 degrees. Bay water temperature 82. The high tide happened at 1:46 a.m. The low tide at 7:26 a.m., coming up 7:26 a.m. Eastern Time. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, the largest of all of the franchises across the country with 430 boats. Now, they have 185 locations in the Freedom Boat Club all across the country. Many are located near where you're listening to this program right now. Now, they also have 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yep, I said France, Parlez-vous Francais. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports with 2 more coming. And there's a rumor they're going to be going to Gainesville. Go Gators! Ho-ho! And if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right now, everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're an active-duty military person, if you're a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you pay after that is the balance, and then your monthly fees come in, and you're in like Flynn, and you're out on the water as soon as that happens. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you got to do is call ahead, and you can use your membership at the 185 locations across the country, or the 3 in Canada, and as far as I know, the 2 in France, because nobody told me you couldn't. Now, to find out more, go to the Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number, again, 855-FREEDOM. And to find out more, always tell them the captain sent you, and they will give you a plethora of information and all kinds of upfront, top-shelf treatment. Guarantee it. Well, you know, folks, when the Democrats demanded President Trump release the transcript of his phone call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, the president quickly did so, even though such a precedent is deeply disturbing when one considers the need for any president to be able to assure that their counterparts have certainly confidentiality when they're talking on the phone. Now the tables have turned, though. Democrats staged a showy hearing in the House Intelligence Committee last week featuring former special envoy to the Ukraine, Kurt Volker. Now, selected tiny bits of the proceedings were leaked in an attempt to bolster the Democratic threadbare argument that a quid pro quo had happened. Not true. Republicans in the hearing say the full testimony revealed exactly the opposite, and that there was no quid pro quo. But Adam Schiff, the chair, still won't release the transcript of the hearing after he demanded that Trump release the transcript of the call. Hey, turnaround's fair play here. And remember, which one has something to hide? Is it Schiff or is it the president? Now, the gravity of impeachment and the polarized nature of today's political environment demands transparency. Hey, Adam Schiff, release the transcript. Quit screwing around. Release the transcript. Show us what a man you are instead of a wimp. By the way, President Trump ended the polling week last week with a job approval rating of 48%. Americans were closely divided over a new law in California that will allow athletes to cash in on their success in college. Those who follow college sports closest tend to like the idea more. Anti-Trumpers are now more likely than President Trump supporters to say an impeachment vote will drive them to the polls next year. But voters in general still rank illegal immigration ahead of Trump's impeachment as an action item for Congress. And even though they're evenly divided over whether or not this impeachment would help or hurt the economy, that's their opinion. Now, the president earned a monthly approval rating of 48% in September, up 1 point from 47% in August. And voters are mad at President Trump and his political opponents, but they're angriest at the media these days. Now, voters are more likely to blame President Trump for the country's political division, but don't think electing Hillary Clinton instead would have changed much. They also don't see Trump's defeat next year as a solution to what divides us. Now, more Americans don't see criminals in professional sports than in society at large. Yeah, but they do think the pro athletes get breaks from law enforcement that others don't when they break the law. And most voters agree it's become harder for illegal immigrants to enter this country since President Trump took office. But Democrats are seemingly very unhappy with that. 39% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And that's the polls for this week. We'll have more on Monday. And the situation with everything that's going on. And good morning, Robert. How you doing? And let's see. We got a whole bunch of people chiming in here. I just realized over here off the Facebook page. And a couple of them are asking me, where's Hunter? I don't know. If I knew where Hunter was, I'd tell you. But I don't, so sorry. Don't look at me. And Steve, how you doing there, my man? Steve over in Thailand. Always good hearing from you. Hope you're doing well. Now, make no mistake about it. Turkish forces are slowly moving into that area in Syria where the ISIS folks are holed up and some of the regular Kurds are holed up that weren't part of the American group. And Turkey and its forces seized designated targets that they had earmarked to go after, namely a ministry office and some military barracks on the second day of an offensive against the Kurdish militia in Syria. After the withdrawal of the U.S. forces opened up a dangerous new phase in the region's eight-year-old conflict. Now, where this is going to go, we don't know. Where this is going to go, we just have no idea. We're just going to have to sit back and watch and see. The president has threatened some pretty tough sanctions against Turkey if they go too far. We'll see. But again, I don't know for sure. Oh, by the way, don't forget to check out my friends Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also features installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, which is something the big box stores won't do for you. So shame on you if you're going to a big box store to buy your blinds, your shades, or your shutters, or you can go to Dominic's. By the way, prices are very competitive, too. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them, and look for Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount of 10% on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Number again, 941-922-2345, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Well, coming up this weekend, college football, pro football, the baseball playoffs start, NASCAR's got a race, hockey's playing. I mean, if you're a sports fan, this is like seventh heaven right now, folks, if you're a sports fan. And it's going to be a great weekend to do just that, to watch the sports that are out there. And I hope your team wins. I hope Monday that we can talk about your team winning. But in the meantime, the Sunday talk shows are going to be loaded with all this stuff that's been going on, all this nonsense, the impeachment crap again, and what happened with the big rally up in Minneapolis. By the way, that was a huge win for Donald Trump. That mayor in Minneapolis is history. They're going to vote him out, and they're going to vote out Ilhan Omar. Mark my words. We'll see y'all Monday morning, everybody. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe, stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.